civilization originates in conquest abroad and repression at home. Second premise.
Thanks.
Traditional communities do not often voluntarily give up or sell the resources on which their communities are based until their communities have been destroyed. They also do not willingly allow their land bases to be damaged so that other resources, gold, oil, and so on, can be extracted. It follows that those who want the resources will do what they can to destroy traditional communities. Third premise. Our way of living, industrial civilization, is based on, requires, would collapse very quickly without persistent widespread violence. Blah, 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 blah. And it defines civilization in there, too. I guess I'll go into that for a second. That I've been bashing civilization for about 10 years, and when I wrote this book, it's like, geez, I better finally define it. And so the definition that I use is civilization is a way of life characterized by the growth of cities. And that's defensible historically, linguistically, everything. Civilization comes from the root civitatis, which means city. Okay, that's fine, Derek, but what's a city? I've defined a city as a collection, not a community, but a collection of people living in numbers large enough to require the importation of resources. So under this definition, the Talua, on whose land I now live, were not civilized because they lived in villages, camps. They did not require the importation of resources. Two things happen as soon as you require the importation of resources. One is that your way of life can never be sustainable, because if you require the importation of resources, and I'm not talking about trading shells for buffalo robes, because that's not requiring. That's simple economic transaction. That's true free trade. But if you require the importation of resources, that means you've denuded the landscape of that resource, and so as your city grows, you will denude an ever larger area. The second thing it means is that if you require the importation of resources, your way of living must be based on violence, because if you require the importation of resources, trade will never be sufficiently reliable. Because if the people in the next watershed over, if you need something from their watershed and they won't trade you for it, and you need it, you will take it. Which means we could all become junior bodhisattvas, and the US military would still have to invade countries all over the world to get our oil. And so I go through the premises, and I want to say one more thing, which is that, and you sort of gave me a look about the word we and our and said that was important. And one of the most important things I think we can do, this has to do with the whole identification thing, is to start by paying attention to when we say we. And I had a friend the other day say, how much longer do you think we're going to be in Iraq? And I said, I thought we were in Northern California. And then the friend said, no, our troops. I said, I've got troops? Shit. I mean, okay, so can I go back to the Columbia River? And the friend said, you know what I mean. And it's like, no, what? You have troops. Are they yours? And I mean, so I think it's really important that we stop saying our culture, actually. It's the dominant culture. Whatever. We stop identifying with it. It's not our government. And it's never been our government. And that doesn't mean the whole voting thing. People sometimes ask me if I'm going to vote. And I always respond that we all have secret vices that we're ashamed of. And, you know, some people use drugs, some people really, you know, compulsively masturbate or something. And I vote, you know? I'm sorry.
They wind you up, and there you go. Energizer Bunny.
Well, it's not as fun as masturbation, but.
I agree.
We should probably stop this line of.
Immediately.
Yeah. I recognize it's useless, but it's still, I mean, it's something to do. I mean, I live in a small town, what can I say?
Me, I laugh. I turn on TV and I watch and I laugh. Okay.
God, what was your original question?
If there was the concept of the violence only going downwards.
Oh, yeah, that's in the new book, and it's one of the premises.
The title?
The title right now is Endgame, The Collapse of Civilization, Rebirth of Community. End game, but it's probably not going to be that in a year. I mean, the publishers will decide it. They always
finagle the title.
Yeah, the publishers. Is that true with your books too? The publishers choose titles?
No. No way. Huh. They're free to suggest.
But you have final say over that?
You bet.
Okay, I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah. You'll end up with better titles.
How about cover? Do you have veto over cover too?
Yeah, I got veto. I used to sort of.
Better agent.
Yeah, I got better book designers working now, so I don't tend to be as directly involved, but I got approval, so okay. Assist on it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.